Hello everyone, my name is Rylan Docker, and today I will be your host on the True Canadian Stories podcast. This is our first episode, and we will be discussing the human rights impact of the James Bay Cree hydroelectric case. Equality. What exactly is equality? According to dictionary.com, equality is the state of being equal, especially in status, rights, and opportunities. When you look at the James Bay Cree hydroelectric case in 1971, you will realize that the government of Quebec's approach to building the hydroelectric dams on Cree lands was a direct violation of equality rights. The conflict between the Quebecois and the Cree people began in 1971 when Quebec wanted to build a hydroelectric power generator on Cree land. Although the Crees had been living on this land for hundreds of years, the Quebec government proceeded to construct the hydro dam without informing or properly assessing the impact of this development. Section 15 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms states that every individual is equal before and under the law and has the right to equal protection, without discrimination based on race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age, or mental or physical ability. The James Bay Cree people were not provided this right. The development of this dam did not fairly consider the impact that would be placed on the Cree people and their way of life. The Cree people were excluded from the building process of the dam, leaving them powerless to control their future. Despite efforts to build an eco-friendly electricity dam, the James Bay Hydroelectric had a significant negative impact to the Cree community. Over 11,500 square kilometers of the Cree land was flooded, killing nearly 10,000 caribou and destroying enormous amounts of resources. Special provisions in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms recognizes the rights of the Aboriginals. There have been many similar cases where Aboriginal people have been denied their rights, which has resulted in the Canadian government taking positive action to protect their rights. In 1975, the James Bay and Northern Quebec Agreement was established to protect Aboriginal lands against future land claims. Okay, folks, we are running short on time, so to quickly recap what we discussed today, the Cree people were not consulted by the Quebec government during the construction of the James Bay Hydro Dam, ignoring their right to equal protection. The negative impact of this dam caused devastating loss of life and significant hardship to the Cree people. But despite this unfair violation, this event helped establish the James Bay and Northern Quebec Agreement, which will help protect the Aboriginal people in the future. I hope this episode of my podcast has helped inform you of how the Aboriginals were not given the equality and the rights they lawfully deserved in the James Bay Project. This significant event was directly responsible for the government taking a proactive approach in establishing the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement. Personally speaking, I'm happy to hear that our government can make a positive impact on something so devastating. Well, that's a wrap, folks. I'm your host, Rylan Docker, signing off. Tune in next Tuesday for another episode of the True Canadian Stories podcast. Have a great day.